Yo, what up, what up? Man, it's been a while, right? Sorry, y'all, to keep y'all on, like, on the back burner like that. But, yeah, it's been crazy. Shit, it's Wednesday, April 29th at 7:31 in the morning. Just kind of waking up. This is my first time actually doing a podcast after I wake up. And not no late night wait until the kids asleep so the house is quiet kind of podcast. Like, it's usually I'm kind of burnt out, but and you can probably tell my voice. I try to you know, be all hype about it, but like I don't know if you can really tell the difference, but I'm like woke, you know what I'm saying? I'm wide awake. Yo, a lot to go over, man. It's been a crazy couple of weeks. Sheesh. Especially with, you know, the whole pandemic going on and everything. Yo, it's been crazy though. Super crazy. A lot of dark thoughts and man, I don't even know where to start. But man, shout out to everybody that's been tuning in, actually like been listening. There's been an increase of followers, increase in listens, the listen count. So, shout out to you, to the new listeners right now, to tapping in. Thank you. I actually just posted the flyer on my Instagram of my whole podcast for the first time recently. What day was that? It was like just not too long ago. I think it was that time, you know what I'm saying? Especially with the pandemic going on, I feel like it is that time to really just, you know, strategize. Like, you know, what else can we do? You know what I'm saying? Especially being self-employed. Man, what else can I do? I don't really... I do have another side job as a videographer for the Bellevue School District, but you know that got canceled too, because school got canceled, so all of that, man, and so there wasn't really anything left for me to do, right? So I've been like digging around, looking at different resources, going through the state government funding for situations like this, for people like myself as a small business owner and being self-employed. So there is at first I tried to file for unemployment. That didn't work out because I don't really fall into any kind of category that's eligible for unemployment. Until recently, they broadened the eligibility for self-employed. So like, you know, you don't have to look for a job. You know, like, you have to, when you file for unemployment, you have to file a weekly claim. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you been looking for a job? Have you been physically able to work for the past week? Because you file it weekly. So, you just put no. You don't have to look for no job. You know what I'm saying? Because, well, I mean, why are you looking for a job if you're self-employed? So, I put my wife on. She got approved. I'm still waiting for mine. I don't know what's going on. We did that, doing that, and then working with the small business loans on that side as well. They did have a first round where that went out, but it just filled up so quick. A lot of banks that they gave up. They were like, there was taking in too many applications to handle, so they stopped that. Another round went out like this past week, and that's what I'm working on right now. So I mean, if for all you self employee folks, man, don't give up hope, man. There's always a way. We just gotta figure it out, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all we gotta do. So recently I've been going into new ventures, looking at other ways to make money from home, and it's been always one of those things that was just always sitting on in the back of my mind, you know what I mean? And the time is now. It's a perfect time, and things were like streaming from home, you know, not just doing podcasts, but like DJing, streaming live on Facebook. So recently I went live and on Facebook, and I was just, you know, DJing regular and talking the same at the same time. While the track is playing, just saying what's up to everybody that tapped in. We was getting over like 100 viewers at a time, and then yeah, people would tip. You know, I was like asking for $1, you know, if you want to request a song, $2 if you're up and coming artist and you want your song played, $2, and then $3 if you want to skip the line and then and get your song played next. I streamed for like 2 hours and made about like $200-$300. Between $200 and $300. Yeah, it was crazy, man. The love was just, and it felt, man. And I don't know if I should feel like kind of bad because I don't like asking for donations. But damn, the time is now. So I'm like, this is the behind the scenes. Like, it's hard. It really is. And right now, especially right now, like, if you book me as a DJ, I gotta take down a deposit, right? And these deposits is what keeps the income flowing. I invested into, I mostly invested into upcoming shows. Like, everything I make off the music goes back into the music, you know what I'm saying? And then if there's any extra, I'll just, you know, spend it on ourselves. Like, I mean, like food, you know, stuff, food on the table and everything, the essentials. But like with all these events canceling, it's like, dude, all these people, got to get the refund back. So, and you just don't realize, it's like, you don't think, like if it was one or two, I mean, that's easy. You know what I'm saying? But when you got like 5, 10, and these are like 300 to 600, and some like pay the whole thing in full, like deposits. Yeah. So I'm over like, let's say like over $2,000. And I owe people in deposits that I got to take care of. So, which is why I had to really dig down and just kind of just swallow my pride, you know? Just like, man, I don't think I've ever really talked about it, like, on social media or put it on my status and on Facebook. But yeah, like, it was hard. Like, at the beginning of the pandemic, I was really just kind of just sitting back and just, just watching everything happen. You know, it's kind of like you're the captain of the ship and you just don't want to leave the ship. You just watch it go down. You go down with it. You know what I mean? And that was just like me, just slowly watching my ship go down. So it was like about a week. I gave it a week. So it was like a slow leak. You see it in the boat. But I stayed on that mug, man. And you know, I haven't drank. Like, it's weird for me to just drink by myself, but I would. I started smoking again, but then I don't really smoke, so yeah, that ended real quick. But yeah, so I just, man, had to really just, yeah, sit back. And then, and look at my options. So yeah, that was it. Streaming on Facebook, and it was cool until like, it was cool like the 2-3 times I was constantly getting kicked off. And it was weird. Like, okay, yeah, I don't know if it was because of the copyrighted music, but then I was using I was just doing all small music, island reggae, and you know, stuff that you wouldn't think that would be copyrighted, but I would still get kicked off, you know. So, and I was just doing my research, and I've been doing a lot of research lately because everything I learned how to do is most of it is self-taught, you know what I mean? So, you got good comprehension. You need good comprehension skills if you're gonna be a self-employed, like do everything on your own. So I did a lot of research, and I just like didn't have the equipment to it wasn't sufficient enough to do what I had to do, right, the way I want to do it, because I want quality, you know what I'm saying? And that's me, I'm a perfectionist. Like, I don't want mine to be half-assed, right? I don't want my shit to look like the next man's, right? So I just had to do some major research and just see what the hell was wrong. And it was like my little MacBook, since I've had since 2012, was the little engine that could, man. I'm sorry. Shout out to Apple though, but it's been with me. I like upgraded everything in my MacBook. I'm proud of what I've put in there as an upgrade. But it was it just wasn't not strong enough. I was like, man, I gotta make this money, man. I gotta make this money. I gotta invest in this. And so that was later on. And it was like, it's a $1,500 investment. I just ordered it yesterday. Yeah, I just ordered it yesterday, man. Man, shout out to all the supporters, man. Love y'all so much for making this possible. Man, giving me the drive, you know what I'm saying? Them dollars count, you know what I'm saying? Those dollar donations count. Even the $1 I got for streaming my gameplay, because I'm trying to stream video game content, so that's another thing that I've been working on. But I'm gonna get into that right after we take a music break. Then we'll talk about upcoming shows, the status of those, and even Poly Day Fest. We're really working really hard in the background. We're all scared, but we feel like this is going to be the breath of fresh air for everybody. Like, we want it to be done right at the perfect timing, that when this is all over, man, we could just all just join hands and just, you know, go back to how things used to be. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got a long road ahead of us. But yeah, let's get into this music break. Got some new music, man. Yo, shout out to A Plus Fam. And here's some new Ado, and then I want to go ahead and play some other tracks and talk about it after. Here we go. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. You make me say,
left in the tank. You brain, so you know what I think. Sugar, see that thing that came in the field. Energy shows how you feel. I want you here. See little mama, she don't want me around no more. Washed up, you still love me, you sure. Sugar, been on the corner like a mom and pop store. I do this to get mom and pop some more. Your love is way too good for me. And I know that. Come and meet me in the village of the leaf. Can you roll it? I'ma make you mine. Ay, 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 give me love and sing, bye, bye.
Pull it some back, pull it some back, pull it again, pull it. Every second out of the hour, I'ma give you my all, nothing less, cause it's all about you. You know that it's true. And every second of the hour, I'ma make sure we make it to the top, cause it's all up on you. It's all up to you. But look at all the mess we made, picking up the pieces from the past. Thought it would last. Look at all the mess we made. When I look at you, this is the mess that we made. And it's a beautiful mess.
Cause baby, 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 I got something going on. Oh, baby, 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 something going on. Oh.
Never try me, always stood right by me. Me and you stay high. Spoken of the only love, the only one. That's why you're right by me. Always right for me, me. Always gonna keep a G sweet. Only when it comes to me, see. That's where you gon' find me. Let me in if you allow it. Know you got your guards up, time to open on up. This ain't luck, this fate, I know. Never been about the power. Never try to control anything that you do. Girl, you know that it's true. Oh, but look at all the mess we made, picking up the pieces from the past. We thought it would last. Look at all the mess we made. When I look at you, this is the mess that we made. And it's a beautiful mess.
Cause baby, 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 I got something going on. Oh, baby, 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 I got something going on.
Stood right by me. Me and you stay high. Spoken of the only love, the only one. That's why you're right by me. Always right for me, me. Always gonna keep a G sweet. Only when it comes to me, see. That's where you gon' find me.
Oh,
Yo, we're back. Man, we back. Okay, so again, shout out to A Plus Fam, you know what I'm saying, for hooking me up with the sneak peek. Well, they sent it, the anthem. The name of the track is The Anthem by 8O's new single featuring David Thomas, Tanel, and Finn Groover. They sent it to me like 3 days before it was set to release, just to, you know what I'm saying, since I've always been rocking with them. You know, I appreciate that for the love. Yo, it was pretty dope. Shit, man. I have one that actually, the last time I was out there in California, they gave me their merch. And I guess I was the first one to have one of their shirts, so. So let's just say, can I be endorsed? Nah, just playing. But we did that, and then we did a bunch of shows. I forgot the last time we brought 8O. Oh, we did 8O in Fia. Yeah, and that was a while ago, back at Jazz Bones. So that was the first song, and that was called The Anthem. The second song was from a local artist. When I was telling you about the stream, when I was doing the DJ stream on Facebook Live, someone actually sent me, one of the artists, up and coming artists, sent me his music to play while I was streaming. So shout out to Jerome Mika, or just Rome, and it's called Beautiful Mess. That was the second track, and yo, it's dope. I had the little Kehlani sample at the beginning, I think throughout the whole track, but so I had that. And then the third one was, it, you know, that song sound familiar, so it was actually the song with Fetty Wap and who was the other girl, what was that girl's name, like that girl Z, featuring Fetty Wap, that Nobody's Better. But the beats was by Ronin. He just redid the whole beat, which was pretty dope, and it really stuck out to me on SoundCloud, so wanted to share it with y'all. And man, if I had a graduation party coming up, yo, I'd slap the hell out of that song. So so those three songs. So it's been, yeah, so back to the whole pandemic thing. What are we talking about? Other ventures I'm going into. So lately I've been streaming video game content. I've been playing video games for a long time, like we all have, whether it's been like on your Nokia phone for back in the day, flip phones or whatever, to we've always been video game heads growing up. So this big thing with staying home, I'll try to figure out how to make money. So I just signed up to be a Facebook game creator. Facebook gaming content creator. Yeah. So I signed up and was recently approved to monetize our game content. Which only took, it usually takes 30 days, but we got approved in like 2 weeks. I think it was just because we had the following and the growth in it. Because we had like 200 likes in less than a week. So man, props to everybody that liked the Loose Screws Gaming page on Facebook. Be sure to tap in. It's me and my kids, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to get them involved too. So I need to give it something to do during this whole pandemic thing, because other than driving this crazy, y'all, yeah, gotta keep them active too. Our daughter, who was just playing soccer, has been doing just Zoom meetings, and they just keep sending us stuff for her to practice. So it's like, hey, we pay for this soccer club monthly. We're like, what? Sending us YouTube links for them to practice drills. So, I mean, yeah, we need to get on that. Yeah, it's crazy. Our kids got Chromebooks, so they're just doing all their work from home, just like what I've been doing for so long. So yeah, I've been playing video games since like the main video game that I've been streaming is Call of Duty. So I've been, we were with a clan, UOE. I started the clan. There was a clan, for those that don't know, this is just like you create your own crew, you know what I'm saying, on Call of Duty, and you call it a clan. So there was already a clan, and you know, you have four letters. They give you four characters to use to come up with your clan. So before I hopped on, there was already the Ooze clan, and this is back in 2007. So Ooze clan, and a lot of people started to fall off, and me and my cousin Luffy Lolo, our Ooze Low Pro, we decided to just make our own. So he already had an idea. So it was UOE, Ooze Over Everything. So we've been rocking, we created UOE, we were one of the founders, and then it just blew up. Man, since 2007, and we're still going. And there's a lot of kids on in UOE that I don't even know, man. And it was funny because one of them was like asking about me, like, man, who's this dude, Saucy? You know what I'm saying? Oh, for those that know, hey, yo, follow my, if you're on Xbox, hit me. You know what I'm saying? Saucy Uso 4600, that's my name on my Xbox gamer tag. That's been ever since. But yeah, man, we just a group of, man, polys from all over the world, man, nationwide. Sheesh. Even the homie Rich, he was with us too, and he was playing for Japan. He's Samoan too. It was just a bunch of Uso from all over, just, man, loved the game. Call of Duty since 2007. And we even had linked up a couple times too over the years. The Ooze Mecca, he started his own gaming company, and we hosted him. He wanted to, he was actually going on tour, like trying different things, like and that was the name of his thing, was Ooze Gaming. And he bought a bunch of TV screens, right? He put it on a trailer with a bunch of Xboxes, and this is the old Xbox 360s, the heavy joints. And he would go to flag days and set up a tent, you know what I'm saying, and set up his booth, you know. And then kids would come play. They would come to pay to play, like, you know, hourly or like $20 for the whole day. And we got him to get on. Well, he actually got on the Seattle one, right? He got in, and we were there. We were hosting, like, you know, helping him out and everything. I was out DJing. I had little bitty speakers, right? I didn't even have my own equipment, so I was using these little studio monitors. It wasn't even studio. It was a home theater system I was using at his tent to DJ. And dude, everybody was just crowding at his tent. His tent was the spot to be at. Everybody was beefing. Like, other tents was beefing. Like, we had our own side. Like, if you ever go to the Seattle Cricket Park, there's one side where it's just all the food tents, right? All the family food tents, snacks, whatever. And then we were on the opposite side. We were by the bathrooms. So everybody had to go to the bathroom sooner or later. and then people were tripping, like, oh, why they got to be over there? Why can't we be over there? Because that was like the only spot where we could actually, they had power over there. Everybody, like, on the opposite side, they had to bring their own generators, but we actually plugged in. Shout out to the Seattle Parks and Recreation for letting him plug in into the bathroom, the electricity. The power outlet at the bathroom. So, and yeah, we rocked it out. I think it was like a couple of days or the whole week. But yeah, they were hate. I mean, they weren't hate, but they just, I just felt like there was some tension in the air. I don't like to use the word hate, but yeah. but it really turned into, we did a Call of Duty tournament, and my brother Paul won. He's pretty dope. Actually one of the best players. He's part of a SMOA clan, which is another Samoan clan. So we did that, man. That was so crazy. It ended up being turning into like a daycare, because people, they would have a bunch of parents drop off their kids, pay the $25 or $20-$25 to leave their kid there. So we just turned into like a babysitter's club. I forgot what year that was. That was a crazy experience, man, because a couple of the homies that came down, damn, we had that. And then we realized, damn, there's a lot of players in UOE that actually live here in Washington at that time. So it was cool putting a face to the names, to the gamer tags, to the skills, you know what I'm saying? yeah, so damn. So that's what got me back into it's like, man, I see everybody else doing it. Why can't I do it? Why can't I make mine look as professional as theirs? We all have the tools, we all still all have the resources. But I just didn't have the equipment. So shout out to my wife, Toya, for buying the PC. Thank you. I love you. Which was and then thankful for everybody else for supporting us. Not just supporting me, but supporting my wife as well with her credit repair business. So be sure to tap in with her. But I'll leave all the links in my bio too. So if you need your credit fix, right, and you want to get this shit right, yo, hit her up. Like, and you could just check her on page. Like, got real people, real testimonies and shit. Like, you ever notice, like, you watch a lot of these business commercials and they got like you got motherfuckers always sharing their testimony, and you know, they look like they work for the company. Nah, this is a like a corporate company, and we got real ass more people with bad credit giving their testimony, okay? And I'm pretty sure you probably know them, or y'all have y'all somehow related to them. Somehow. Sheesh. And then yeah, that's what we on. We gonna keep doing that. I got some other ideas I got coming that I'm working on, so I'm looking forward to that. And then I got my daughters playing Fortnite. I got my son playing 2K, NBA 2K, because that's what he's into right now. I got our other daughter, MJ. I got her streaming Roblox. She's a Roblox fan. And Roblox, man, don't underestimate Roblox. Roblox is, it can be pretty addicting. So be sure to don't. Man, I need to be, can I get some sponsorship, man? What's up, Roblox? Call of Duty, whatever. But yeah, so that's what I have with that. And yeah, we're gonna take another break, and then when we get back, I'll just talk a little bit about our shows, what we got coming up, our plans, what we hope and what's in the works, man. And just, man, we're just praying for the best. We don't know what we're doing, but yeah, that's all I can say. Just like a that's what it is. Moments.
Hey, yeah. I'm alongside Jameer. I don't wanna. We gon' do it like this. I don't wanna know that. From Utah to Jamaica. If you don't already know me, I'm S-I-O-N-E. I only got a couple dollars in my name, and it really don't matter. Got dreams of me having nice things, in the end it don't matter. I noticed all these people in a hurry trying to catch what don't matter. The only thing I'm in a hurry for is getting out of that shadow. I know. Without fail, all I hear on the radio is get high, get money, get faded, yo. That's cool, but not really on a daily, though. Need something more simple like the 80s. I'm not sure where we fell off track. It happened so fast. Please, can we bring it all back? Anything related to material, I don't want any of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that. I wanna hit the city bar for a barbecue. I wanna cool out with a fam like it's all we do. Hey, still plotting on a dollar. It's like I get it on the road. I don't want any of that. I don't want no fake people around me. I just wanna kick back. Enjoy my family, play a little reggae, keep us jamming. Whoa, whoa. The vibe's nice, the time is right. For once, I'd have to be in the limelight. I
can relax and rock my shades in the sunlight. Oh, I'ma be the life of the party tonight. Bad vibes, we no want that.
No.
Positivity, we want that. Come on and rock it, now come nice up yourself. Everything we do is top shelf. Bad vibes, we no want that.
No.
Positivity, we want that. Come on and rock it, now come nice up yourself. Everything we do is top shelf.
Got a Snapchat for your swimwear. Who cares about the fact that life ain't fair? Forget getting the fat stack. Stacked women out here who bear carrying a fat back. Yo, know you're just a stranger, but you're more than welcome over. One love, got grubbing drinks with tapioca. Gotta serve yourself, though I know you're shy. Polynesians look scary, but we nice guys. Quality time with the bloodline. Ain't nothing else quite like it. About the past, we hear. By the way, this is Johnny and Jameer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't want any of that.
Public, but in private you a freak. No, you can take it, I can tell by your physique. You know I be picky about the company I keep. But I rock with you the way you rock with me. I can't wait to get you alone. Yeah. Cause you be on the type of shit that I'm on. Yeah. You know how to keep the business low key. Ay. You the reason why the hits don't leak. Ay. You know how to close lips, don't speak. Ay. And you pull up if I had a long week. Ay. You never wonder where I just might be. Yeah, you TLC, but know my bit don't creep. Ay. Not unless it's in the front row seat. Ay. You the best, that's why you just for me. My one and only, yeah. Pretty out in public, but in private, you a freak. No, you can take it, I can tell by your physique. You know I be picky about the company I keep. But I rock with you the way you rock with me. I can't wait to get you alone. You be on the type of shit that I'm on. Yeah.
Hey, I get straight to it, I don't speak sideways. If you really with it, come and swing my way. It feel like I'm in it, been at least 5 days. Yeah. I just wanna kill it by at least Friday. I don't do the phone, gotta bring it here. Tryna take it on like a souvenir. If you in the zone, we could disappear. If I got you all alone, that can't interfere. Girl, we top tier.
Pretty out in public, but in private, you a freak. No, you can take it, I can tell by your physique. You know I be picky about the company I keep. But I rock with you the way you rock with me. I can't wait to get you alone. Cause you be on the type of shit that I'm on. Yeah.
You. a dying breed and I'm just trying to preserve our culture and bloodline. So don't take my words and twist them or distort me, or push that propaganda for them to ignore me. Please don't take it personal. Problems of a brown skin girl, you never have to worry about.
Fell in love and gave my heart to someone close. I thought
she was her. She changed up an island soldier.
Oh my, oh my.
She be far from me culture.
But then I found a queen who always hold it down. She'd be a queen with or without a crown. Baby, it's you. And I'ma love you forever. Now to my fellow island kings, when you find her, love her first and put everything behind her. Cause she becomes like the pupil in your eyes. Gotta protect her from whatever comes inside. To my queen of the islands, I am yours. May we represent like all the ones before us. Let's take it to the world. Forever my brown skin girl.
Back. So that first song was Sione Toki featuring Jameer Morgan with No Prob. The second song was Eric Bellinger featuring Blast with Alone, which is pretty new. Sione Toki, that song came, the first song actually came out a couple months ago. I'm just now catching on to it. I heard it before, but I didn't get a chance to listen to the song in its whole entirety. So, but now I finally did, and it's dope, man. So I had to share that one. The last song was Tanel's latest single is with Island King, featuring Spawn Breezy, my brother on the Pongy. So yeah, we're so happy to see her perform that song live with her and Spawn at the after party, the Rugby Sevens after party in LA. And you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of songs, like there's a lot of collaborations that you hear from a lot of these artists, and you never get to really see them perform it together live. It's like, you know, because their schedules always conflicting, you know what I mean? But it's just so, man, those moments like those, you just got to cherish those, because, you know what I'm saying? Those barely happen. Whether even with big artists, too, or small artists, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the mainstream artists, you barely see that happen. But that was crazy, man. So back on to what the hell are we talking about? Alright, sorry. So speaking of shows, I think we're most definitely gonna have to cancel our Latasha Lee show, cause yeah, with the whole pandemic, everything's been shutting down. So And I'm like, the president already announced that they're going to open America back up again. So, but it's going to be a slow process. Not everything's going to open up at once. And we feel like the clubs, well, we already heard some people already mentioned that the clubs will probably be the last thing that they're going to reopen. So I don't think we're going to meet the deadline. So unfortunately, we're most likely going to have to cancel that. And then there's just been a lot of conflicts with the venues. The smaller concert venues, it's just because, like, there's no money right now. Like, the government is asking them to, you know, apply for a small business loan. Like, these loans, right? But then they have to pay it back. But where's the income coming to pay that back? You know what I'm saying? They haven't been in business for those 3 months. So, how are they paying that back? They got to work extra hard. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so I saw an article. Shout out to Rachel Hogan at Jazz Bones. And I saw her article about them possibly shutting down because of the whole pandemic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if the bill is going to get passed. I don't even know if it's passed yet. I'll probably have to look it up after this. About them doing like forgivable loans. Well, I think, yeah, I'm not sure. So that is one of the things that they were talking about, but I don't know if it applies to concert venues. So yeah, I mean, that's something that I'm still working on. So so that show, which was part of our Polyfest Rock the Lot series, is probably most likely to get canceled. So we're really just trying to focus on the Rock the Lot Polyfest that was set for July 11th, which is the second Saturday of July. We have a meeting, or have a couple meetings scheduled to possibly changing the date, postponing the date, just because there's been a lot of talk about, you know, opening everything back up by the end of summer, especially with the malls and everything and big outdoor events. So that's a big possibility that most likely will get postponed. And probably most likely will not get canceled. So, we're just so blessed that it's our event, that the mall that we're working with, the Outlet Collection, they really want to hold on to our event. So, they had to let go of a lot of other events that were, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the smaller events, and even some events that were all just as big as ours. But they really want to hold on to our event and just like push it out another couple, months if they have to, a couple weeks, probably, yeah, a couple weeks, because the end of summer is like August. So well, we'll see how this goes. We'll play by ear, but I'll keep you guys in a loop, man. You can always follow me on my Facebook, my Twitter. I'm pretty vocal about kind of like a lot of stuff on Twitter in the background, but not too much on Facebook, because I don't know, people just be too analytical and quick to judge, you know what I'm saying? You ever feel like with polys, like critiquing other polys, it always got to be like a money issue? Oh, they didn't have enough money. Oh, they couldn't pay the artist or something like that. It's weird. But it happens in our culture. It happens in our culture a lot, where like a lot of funds, whether it's family or church, are misappropriated towards other things. You know what I mean? So I think that's just always in the back of our heads. The Polynesian community gossip is ruthless. You know what I'm saying? Dog, don't mess with these Samoan mothers, man. When it comes to gossip, man, they'll rip your heart out. Say the most evilest things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's real. But yeah, so that's what we're all doing. And we're just, man, hopefully we can just keep entertaining you guys through live stream. I mean, it's not much, it's not the same, but for now, just please accept it. I know you guys have seen everybody go live about everything. Oh man, shout out to Food Junkies. Yo, they let me be part of their karaoke challenge. They got the little, put the little shout out there, you know what I'm saying? Put it, so be sure to tap in with them. Facebook group, Food Junkies and Entertainment. So it's Food Junkies, common spelling, and which is the ampersand, and then ENT, the homie Yo, my guy Ricky Bong. Yo, be sure to tap in with him. He's one of our UOE members for the longest time. Yeah, Ricky Bong. So yeah, B-O-N-G. Be sure to check that out. It's like another food foodie page. But yo, there's a bunch of foodie pages out there, okay? But please, we don't need to see you guys eat Siamese meat, okay? There's the instructions on the packet. That's the only way, and should be the only way you can cook it. I mean, you can add a little whatever you want to add, but yo, enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, shout out to Kai Kingdom. Those are the homies too. I went to high school with Soto. Soto, like, he was a nose guard. We were playing football together. He was in varsity, actually. I was in JV at the time. That was back in 99. And damn, it's weird how I know all these people. And it's not like through the entertainment industry, it's just like growing up and knowing these people. Damn, I guess it was meant to be. Yo, shout out to all the bingo pages. Ah, damn, there's so many damn bingo pages, horse derbies, whatever, gift baskets, whatever you want to call it. But man, shout out to y'all, man. Get your hustle on, you feel me? I see y'all. Damn. And I see a lot of people complaining. Ah, damn, you're complaining about something you should never been a part of in the first place, okay? You are engaging in illegal activity. Every single one of y'all, y'all got something to say? Come on now. I think there was already a case in Pennsylvania or Philadelphia. Somebody already got arrested for one of the pages. But you know what I'm saying? Police, man, we don't care. They're going to wait until the first Polynesian group get booked or something. And there's some whistleblowers out there, man. Y'all, man, watch yourself. Nah. Don't hate on another person's hustle. Even if y'all doing the same thing. Come on now. Like, I can't believe, you know, I understand, like, it's a gambling page, but it's not called a gambling page, you know, because that would be politically incorrect from what they're trying to achieve here. But it's, I mean, that's one thing. But then when I see these food pages beefing too, ah, damn, can't we all just get along? It's a free social media site, y'all chipping on for the free. And oh man, yo, y'all need to get out the house, please. Just go just take a nice little walk out your front yard, you know what I'm saying? Walk around the block, but you don't have to. You can just walk down, you know what I mean? Take a breather. I'm seeing, come on, man, it's kids, younger folks, younger generation, please, you got to teach your older folks, your elderly, the proper social media etiquette. You know what I'm saying? Please tell them, do not quit telling your parents, or tell your parents to stop sharing those chain letter joints. We've been getting those since we was in high school, okay? They just catching on because now they have access to Facebook. I do not want to die. So I'm not sharing that. You know what I'm saying? They say if you share it, then you gonna die. If you don't share it with five of your friends, no. Come on now. Stop doing that. And they probably believe in that too. That's why they sent that's probably why they sending it out. Please tell them, do not believe everything you see on the internet, okay? I know it's like they opened up a whole Pandora box, like a whole bunch of information that they never had access to, and now that they do, they just, you know what I'm saying, they're lit, their minds are just lit and absorbing all this, these facts that aren't even checked, you know what I'm saying, that need to be fact checked, actually, these theories and all these other, yo, how's my parents gonna tell me to stop eating McDonald's, you know what I'm saying, like, it gives you cancer, shit like that, you know what I'm saying, all these conspiracies and all that other stuff. No, please tell your parents. Please educate them. You know what I'm saying? But I guess, you know, it keeps them busy. Oh, man. But yeah. I think this is it for my podcast for today. We're probably going to get back to streaming. I have my Loose Screws Gaming page. We're going to be doing some other projects with the stream. I'm going to be starting DJing again on the stream on Facebook Live once my PC gets here in 2 days. So yeah, I'm like dressing up everything, like I'm souping it up. Like you, when you see my video, Facebook live stream, you're gonna be like, damn, this motherfucker put a lot of time into this shit, you know what I'm saying? And you gonna get it for free, you know what I'm saying? You gonna watch that shit for free. Like it look like you should be paying for it, but it don't. And I don't want to charge for people to watch it, but if you want to donate, I'm not against any of that. So please feel free to donate. I'm gonna close this out with a couple more songs and then I'm done, and probably say a little outro. But man, thank you again, man. I hope you guys are staying safe, man. I'd like to dedicate this podcast to Mara, you know, something more. My brother Sopo, man, love, mad love, prayers to you and the family. She just recently passed 2 days ago. My first cousin Anna, who recently passed, and it has nothing to do with the COVID-19, so it has nothing to do with that. Let's just start there. So damn, man, who else, man? So many people have passed away. Anybody, man, my prayers out to anybody that has lost someone that did not wake up today. I love you guys, and my heart is with all of you, for real, seriously. Damn, this is crazy. I personally don't know anybody myself that has passed from the coronavirus, but do have mutual friends who have. So man, my heart's appears out to them. Sheesh, it's crazy out there. But I just, man, but what can we do? You know what I'm saying? We just sit here and just dwell on everything that's going on. We don't go out, we didn't do nothing. And it just is sad with the situation at hand, with how we have to go about attending funerals and stuff, you know, not being able to comfort one another. But Polynesians don't care. We still gonna link up, we still gonna drink, who cares? The alcohol will kill the coronavirus. Think about that. Not just playing. Hey, don't try to say that I said that. You can go, you know, tell your parents that I said that and you decide to go out drink with your friends, you know. So man, shout out to all the business owners, small business owners. Man, stay strong. I'm here for you if you need anything. I love you guys, man. From one small business owner to another, you know what I'm saying, you just gotta stick it through, survive, strategize. Shout out to all the bands. Shout out to my brother. Stay grounded. Appreciate you guys, man. Yeah, we just gonna stick it out, man. Be strong out there. We love you. New mix is coming out soon, I don't know. And I'll see you at one of these events or randomly on Facebook Live. Be sure to tap in. Jesse Correa is my face nickname. Okay. All right, you guys, I'm out of here. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And take care of yourself and take care of each other. Love, blessings, and prosperity to each and every one of you. Love you. Peace.
Right now, Sam.
That's facts, baby, that's juice. That's facts, baby, that's juice. Yeah, run for time. All on you, yeah. Run up a top. All on you, yeah. That's facts, baby, that's juice. That's facts, baby, that's juice, yeah. Run up a top. All on you, yeah. Run up a top. All on you,
yeah. Give me that flex, that's juice, yeah. I've been sipping on this douce. I've been dripping so much water, call it bouche. I'm a fly shit like a bouquet. We had to pack it and ship it, yeah. Get out the trenches. They go wherever the money go. That's why I don't fuck with these bitches. I put the lime in the coconut. I'm about to fuck it up. Tell me who gon' stop me. And I got ties with the mob. We be the odds. All my niggas touching G's. Having events with your friends. We can touch bands. Everything is on me. Yeah, riding slow. Don't you scratch the cool.
That's facts, baby. That's juice. That's facts.
and match. One today, one on Tuesday.
Love when you say you wanna spend it all on me. Dollar signs get me high. You always supply what I need.
That's facts, baby. That's juice. That's facts, baby. That's juice. Yeah, run up a tap. All on you, yeah. Run up a tap. All on you, yeah. That's facts, baby. That's juice. That's facts, baby. That's juice, yeah. Run up a tap. All on you, yeah. Run up a tap. All on you.
Joshua, oh yes, I see you alongside Mr. Oh yeah. Oh na 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 yeah. Na 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 whoa. I said, hey little mama, what you doing later on? You said,
I ain't doing nothing at all.
I said, damn, you be looking so fine in them tight jeans.
You said, no, I'm just showing it off.
Oh girl, I want to know you a little bit more. Yeah, you already know I want to. Yeah, you already know. Yeah, you already know. Yeah, I said, give me your number, I will call you later on. You said, hold up,
I don't know about that.
I said, now you don't need to worry, but I think that you are alright. You said,
okay, I will let you slide.
Girl, I want to know you a little bit more. Yeah, you already know I want to. Two shots of you, baby.
Shots of you and me make this party for two.
I really wanna see you, is my future boo. So baby, show me some love on your time, and I will show you some love on my time. Yeah, you already know I want to. Two shots of you, baby.
You already know this. So she said, hey darling, you've ever heard it like this? I'm trying to get you away from the mix. The way you did it on me heavy. It's a one of you on day, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby, we can make it happen on the avenue. And baby, we can get slaps on the avenue. Nobody ever held your back, so I wanna do on day, yeah, oh, yeah. So about the babies, only bring out the betters, you said. I don't really kick it like that. Not a problem, darling, I can turn you up with music. It's a matter of fact, I want to know you a little bit more. You already know I want to, and you already know that. Two shots of you and me make this party for two.
I really wanna see you, is my future boo. So baby, show me some love on your time, and I will show you some love on my time. Yeah, you already know I want to. Two shots of you, baby.
Two shots of you and me make this party for two.
I really wanna see you, is my future boo. So baby, show me some love on your time, and I will show you some love on my time. Yeah, you already know I want to. Two shots of you, baby.
Riding with your old bitch, I'm sliding, sliding, and sliding with your crew. Hey, tell them on these pockets up, whole gang sliding, they mocking us. 2020 vision ain't no stopping us. Who in my city really topping us? It's none. Pull up to the scene, then it run. I've been grinding just the whole time. Got my show's time. I was shopping when it's home time. Now it's my time. Got these girl up on my phone. I'm tryna be mine. I'm a pretty motherfucker. I wasn't even trying. Free my brother D in the pen doing time. He don't wanna see me doing all this crime. He see me with my girl, so he know I'm doing fine. I still with the guys who be down to let it ride. I feel like talking to you. Instead, I'm out with the crew. She know that 4122. She know that shit that we do. I could be riding with you. Instead, I'm sliding. I slide with the crew. to stay from violence, violence. But it keeps coming through, they better stay silent, silent. I'll end up on the news. Hit you in the DMs. Fuck, I look like tryna be friends. I could be a day one, I could be a weekend. But I ain't got time, cause we really in the deep. You gotta ride for me, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I see you as a ride for me, yeah. I'ma keep it, ain't no stalking me, yeah. But I love the way you riding me, yeah, yeah. But is you down to ride? Cause you know I'm with the guys. And we down to let it slide, but I got you on my mind,
I feel like talking to you. Instead, I'm out with the crew. She know that 4122. She know that shit that we do.
I could be riding, riding, riding with you. Instead I'm sliding, sliding. I slide with the crew. Need to stay from violence, violence. But it keeps coming through. They better stay silent, silent. I'll end up on the news.
Yeah, I see you as a rob for me.